Okay, fine. What about, well, this beverage that people like to drink hot for breakfast, you call that?
Coffee.
Do you drink it?
Yes.
How do you drink yours? I mean, what do you like in it? Or if you like anything at all?
I've learned to drink it black.
Okay.
I have cream and sugar.
Mm-hmm. I see. Have you ever heard people use any other expression if they wanted their coffee without anything in it besides saying, I like it black?
Plain.
Plain, okay. You ever heard people say, give it to me barefooted?
No, I don't think so.
I heard that one. Okay.
I don't think I have.
What about this expression? Say if you do want milk in your coffee, you say that you want your coffee milk. Just kind of fill in that blank. If you do want milk in your coffee, you say, I'd like my coffee milk.
I don't know what I would say.
Something that begins with a W, I'd like it.
White, you mean?
Well,
with milk?
Sure, right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But on the other hand, if you don't want milk in your coffee, you say, I take my coffee.
Without milk or cream.
Okay.
Or sugar.
Okay. All right. What about this expression? Say if somebody's not going away from you, and you say he's coming right.
Toward me.
All right. And this one, if you just happen to meet somebody in town, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so, I just sort of ran
into him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And say if a little girl has been given the same name that her mother has,
uh-huh.
You'd say that the parents named the child.
After or for, we use it both ways.
Okay, fine. Ask you about a few animals. The animal that's walking around out back, you call that a
pest? Oh, no, a dog.
Sure. And you were telling me about using a phrase for that type of dog that's not a pure breed. There's several different.
A Duke's mixture?
Yeah. Do you have any idea where that comes from?
I have no idea. It's just several breeds. Mixed together is all I know.
What other terms could you use that mean the same thing?
A mutt. We don't use mongrel, but you could use mongrel.
Ever heard cur dog?
Oh, I've heard cur dog. We don't use that, but I've heard it, yeah.
Any particular terms you've heard people use for a small, noisy, yapping type of dog that's always getting underfoot? Kind of a nuisance.
I don't recall a name for one.
Does the word feist mean anything to it?
Oh, yeah, feisty. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is there a type of dog called a feist?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What would you say to a dog if you wanted him to get after another dog or get after a person? What would you tell him? What would you say to him?
Sick him? I don't know. We don't. Have that to cope with.
Okay.
I guess sick them.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you were warning somebody about a dog, you might say, well, you better watch out for that dog. He might
bite you.
Because yesterday he
bit someone yesterday.
And he's plenty of people.
He has bitten.
All righty. Talking about a herd of cattle, what would you call the male animal?
The bull.
Can you remember a time when maybe if your mother or grandmother said something about it when it wasn't considered polite to use that word in mixed company?
Oh, yes.
What did you say if you had to mention it? What did you call the animal? Have any idea?
I guess we just called that old male cow. I don't remember.
Cow?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Our cows usually had names, so we referred to them in that manner.
I see. Okay. What about these animals? I don't know if your father or grandfather used them or not for plowing.
Mules?
Mm-hmm. I see. What if he had...